CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Is there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Being heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. And we've got an EchoLink station up, so we're going to start there. EchoLink stations only, EchoLink stations only. Please call.
Net control. This is Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel, Gus in Southwest Florida. You're breaking up a little on my end. Maybe it's my station. Over.
Gus, it's probably not. I'm having a really hard time receiving the repeater also, so sorry about that. If somebody could come back and let me know.
Want to know, Patrick?
Can you hear me pretty good?
You're excellent here, and I heard Gus just fine. This is N0TR.
Thank you, sir. All right, I'd like to recognize Mr. Gus, AA4GH, and he is down there in Ponte Gorda, Florida. And Gus, good to hear you tonight. And yeah, we've had a pretty good windstorm up here, so that might have something to do with it today. The repeater's pretty scratchy on my end anyway. All right, and we're going to go ahead and get our pre-net check-ins. And my guess is the time change has got quite a few people because our pre-net check-ins is awful short. So we'll go ahead and recognize them. First, we'd like to welcome Mr. Fred, W4FCM, and he brings along Miss Isla, N4IEI, and to make the Holman travel address. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Mail, K4XMR, out of Prosperity. Then we'd like to welcome Bob, KI4LJG, out of Greensboro, North Carolina. Next, we'd like to welcome Andrew, W2AMD, from Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Andy, KI4LZI, out of Table Rock. Next is Bill, KC4W, in Anderson. Next is Michael, KQ4ESO, out of Simpsonville. And next is Mr. Scott, KX4YM, out of Greenville. And that concludes our pre-net check-ins. Let me refresh and make sure nobody else has checked in right quick. Four new check-ins, so hopefully they'll be around here in a little bit and realize time has changed. But tonight being Sunday night, we will start with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. Rick and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec. Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be...
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Julia Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
HKX. Patrick, everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73's to you and everybody on the net.
Well, Paul is here and we'll welcome this group in. First here is Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, and make the home in Piedmont. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, W4DJW, that is our net control manager, down in Greer. And Dave, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. And thank you for always filling in there. It seems like you're doing a lot of it lately. Then we'd like to welcome another Dave, KB2BYQ out of Easley. And Dave, good to hear you also, and appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
AX. Please check in November 4, Alpha Sierra Whiskey. N4ASW Tony. Also my wife, Kilo Quebec 4. Juliet Sierra Kilo. KQ4JSK Kim. We are located in Nashville. We'll be negative, negative.
KX. Patrick, Miss Elise in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net.
I'm here right quick. Tony, can you give me your wife's call one more time, please, sir?
It's KQ4JSK, Kilo Quebec 4, Juliet Sierra Kilo.
Thank you, sir. Repeater's very scratchy on my end, so sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between some of these letters. Next, we'd like to welcome this fine group in here, and first we'd like to welcome Mr. Tony, N4ASW, and he brings along Miss Kimberly, KQ4JSK. Sorry, JSK, KQ4JSK, out of Asheville. And Tony, thank you for being patient with me there, and appreciate you coming back to me. Next, we'd like to welcome KI4DOS, and he brings along Miss Joy, K3JOY, out of Easley. And Gary is our Wednesday night net controller and keeper of all things swap net. And Gary missed if you were going to hang around tonight or not. Sir, I'll be back around to you here shortly. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, or Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. All right, with that pause, we'll assume we've got everybody, and we'll move up to Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4Easy and Harry and Candler. You're sounding real good up here, Patrick. Please check me negative negative tonight. Thanks.
Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative. Over.
I will pause here and we'll welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN over in Candler. And Harry, I'm glad you can hear me good because receive is not good tonight. But we'll deal with it and move on. And next we'd like to welcome Mr. Gene, W4FHJ out of Taylor's. And Gene, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by, sir. With that, we'll try one more time. Echo through Hotel, Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX. All right, that pause. We'll move on up to India through Lima, N4HKX.
KX. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I am James, the bonus mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'm going to be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
Please check it out, Kilo Golf 4, Juliet India Alpha. That's KG4JIA Dennis in Gaffney. Good evening to you and all the net.
For HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little bit. And I hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
We'd like to welcome Mr. James, KK4JFO from Tuxedo. James, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Dennis, KG4JIA from Gaffney. And Dennis, good to hear you. Thank you for stepping by. And you're sounding as good as anybody else on my end from Gaffney, so thank you, sir. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. And he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK, and they make their home in Greer. And Larry, I got you down for comments, so I'll be back around after Mr. Gary. So with that, we'll try one more time. India through Lima, India through Lima. Please call KO4HKET. All right, with that pause, we'll move on up to Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call KO4HKET.
4HKET. Good evening, Patrick. This is Kilo Quebec 4, November Hotel Bravo, KQ4NHB. This is Danny in Brainville, B negative and negative.
Well, Danny, it looks like you might have that group to yourself. So we'd like to welcome Mr. Danny, KQ4NHB, out of Greenville. And thank you for coming by, Danny. I do appreciate it. Thank you for stopping and checking in. With that, we'll try one more time. Mike to Papa, Mike to Papa. Please call KO4HKX. All right, I guess we'll move on up to Quebec to Tango. Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4HKX. Hello, Patrick. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLD. This is Chris Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative.
Hello, Tom. Hey, Chris. X. Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW, Richard and Grable. No traffic, no roundtable. Good day to you tonight.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR, down there in Greer. And Tom, I hope you and Miss Bernice have had a good weekend and enjoyed the beautiful, windy day today. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, down in Liberty. And Chris, I hope you've had a good day also. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Richard, K4ROW. And he makes his home down in Greenville. And Richard, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. And I hope you've had a wonderful day also. With that, we'll try one more time. Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX. After that pause, we'll move on up to Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. KX.
Patrick, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That is K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
4HKX. Please check in Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Quebec Alpha, SKBYQA, Duncan, and Easley. I'll be listening, but I'll be negative and negative. 73, everyone else on the net?
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, out of southern Greenville County. Tommy, thank you for stopping by. Do appreciate it. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Duncan, KB8YQA, out of Easley. And Duncan, thank you for stopping by. Appreciate that effort stopping by tonight. And with that, we will try one more time. Uniform through Zulu, Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Well, we've made it all the way through the alphabet that way, so I guess we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call.
4HKX. 10KF4NXY, David. And my wife, Marie. AF4SX. Southern Greenville County, down here in Possum Kingdom. Check us in and out, and good evening to everybody on the net.
Can you give me Marie's call one more time, please, sir?
It's Alpha Foxtrot 4 Sierra X-ray.
With that, we'll pause here, and we'll welcome Mr. David, KF4NXY, and he brings along Miss Marie, AF
KG4SX. They make their home down there in southern Greenville County. And David, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for stopping by and checking in with me. I hope you and Miss Marie have had a wonderful weekend. With that, we will pause right now and catch our EchoLink station. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening. KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4. Papa Quebec Alpha. Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself on the net. No traffic, no rack queue.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. And Stephen, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for stopping by, sir. Do appreciate that. With that, we will try again Alpha 2 Zulu. Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, please check in Kilo Quebec 4. He might not be negative and negative. Negative and negative.
Pause here. I think we had a double. I got Robert, KQ4OAS. Out of Piedmont, and I think there was another station in there. If you could come back and give me your call sign and location, please, sir.
Yes. Yes, Patrick, KO4PXB, Lloyd in Simpsonville.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Lloyd, KO4PXB, down there in Simpsonville. Lloyd, thank you for that, and just barely got the tail end of your voice there. I thought it was somebody else, but thank you for coming back and checking in with me. I do appreciate that tonight. We're going to be a little slim on numbers, looks like, tonight. We'll try one more time. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we'll assume we have everybody for that pass, and this is KO4HKX. Now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. And first on the stump tonight is Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Patrick. Miss Elise in the net. We had a good day here on the plantation today. I got up this morning and did my thing with the clocks. I tell you, I wish they would make up their mind one way or the other. Don't matter which way it goes, I hate changing the clocks. Yeah, you get just accustomed to the time when it changes, and then it's time to change it again. See, now your body's got to go through all these other changes. It's just aggravating. So I'll get off my soapbox about that. But I do. I wish they would make up their mind one way or the other. But I got all that done and just kind of fiddled around a little bit. Did a few little things around the house. Went out and played with the dogs a little bit today. I tell you what, them two shepherds out there in the backyard, they getting to be a little bit of a handful when both of them jump up on you at the same time.
Yeah, Gary, I imagine both of them come at you at the same time. That's a lot to handle. That's two full-size dogs, and they could take you down a grown man pretty easy.
They'll take you down if you wanted to, or she wanted to. But I got to quit playing so rough with them, Patrick. I play entirely too rough with them, and that's not a good thing. Because I don't want them to come, you know, to jump up on somebody that comes into the house, you know, to visit. And we go out in the back. I don't want them to bother them. And they mind pretty good, and stay away from everybody. But still, I guess I need to watch what I do with them. But other than that, really hadn't done a whole lot. Joy and I kind of, we sat around and watched the race this afternoon out there in Phoenix. It was kind of a boring race. I did take a nap during part of it. That's the best part about watching the race. You can take a nap.
Yeah, I was going to say it had to be somewhere on the West Coast because it was a little rainy on the East Coast for anything to be running. The land of nod comes when you're watching them go left, left, left.
Well, it, depends on where you are. Now, next weekend, next Sunday, the race is going to be on that half-mile track up there at Bristol. It will be exciting. It's not really left. It's just round and round. It's almost acting like a bowl. It does have some short straightaways, but we've been to that track up there, and we enjoyed that time up there. But if you go up there to watch the race, whether it's big boys or the ones underneath it, take some earmuffs, because if you don't, your ears will be ringing when you come out of the bowl up there in Bristol. But we had a good time up there. We enjoyed that race. And it'll be on TV next Sunday. I think it's going to be, I ain't going to say because I don't remember where it's going to be on. I'd have to go back and look. But it's supposed to be on the TV next weekend, so I'll enjoy that race, and I won't take a nap.
One of the best ones, though, if you're going to watch one, to go watch. But like you say, you better take some earmuffs. I've been up there in person a couple of times, and it's quite loud.
These engines that... Oh, I don't know what they produce, probably 600,000 to 800,000 horsepower or something of that nature, and they're straight pipes. They do get loud. But it's a lot of fun, and we enjoy that. It's just something that she and I to enjoy together. There's other things that we enjoy, too, but we do enjoy watching the race or going to the racetrack. Joy wanted to go to Talladega at one point in time, and I asked her, I said, well, why do you want to go to Talladega? She said, well, I just want to go down there and see the race. And I said, well, you get up in the stands and you see the cars come by you, and they're going by you almost 200 miles an hour, and then they're gone, and you have to sit there for, maybe a minute or a minute and a half, or 2 minutes, and then all of a sudden they come by again, and it's just zoom, and they're gone again, and then you don't see them. I said, you can't see much of that race, it being a 2.5 mile track.
For HKX. Yeah, I've never been to one of the super speedways. I've been to Charlotte a couple times, Bristol, the Michigan Speedway, and one other one I can't remember right off right here on the East Coast. But anyway, and yeah, once you get to those super speedways, you're better off watching it on TV. You get more of it.
I'm going to stick to it. At least I've talked her into that as well. But let's see. Enough about racing. I hadn't done anything, didn't play radio much this weekend. I really didn't play any at all on the radios. I just kind of sat around and did nothing. Today was a beautiful day. It was kind of breezy out there, but it was still a pretty day. I enjoyed that. And got us another good bit of rain Friday and Saturday over here. The ground's a little bit too wet to plow right now, so... Maybe if it'll hold off for 2 or 3 days, I can get out there and get my garden turned and get it ready to plant. I'm not going to plant it on Good Friday, of course, and, Easter comes early. It comes into the end of March. To me, that's a little bit early. I normally wait till after the 1st of April anyway, maybe the 14th or something like that. Yeah, about 2 weeks into April. That way I don't have to worry about frost coming in. You know, we normally get a little cool snap, and I have had to replant my garden because I planted it too early. It all came up, and then the cold got it, and I had to go out and replant it. I hate to do that, so I guess you can call me lazy as far as that goes. But other than that, Patrick, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. I know you got some more waiting in the wings to talk to you, so I'll turn it back over to you. Let you carry on with the net. Sound like you got a good one going. Tell Miss Elise we said hello, and we'll talk to you again real soon. 73, my friend. KO4HKX in the net. KI4DOS.
Good to talk to you, and we usually don't plant until May up here. At least when I was with him, helping him, you never know, it could still frost in late April up here. And today was definitely a beautiful day. Like I say, it's pretty breezy, but I mean, it is a beautiful, clear blue sky today, and not a cloud in the sky. So it's just one of those days to enjoy. And, Friday and Saturday, pretty much a washout. So, but good to talk to you tonight. And you tell Joy that Elise and I said hello, and I hope you have a good week. And with that, we will try one more time to see if we got any check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we said we don't have anybody waiting to check in, so we'll move on up to Mr. Larry, the next on the stump, please call KK4JBQ, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Well, good evening, Patrick. Nice to settle in with you on a Sunday, and I look forward to this day, and I look forward to this time of the day. I appreciate Gary coming before me, gave me some topics to to talk about. So first thing up, I guess, was changing the clocks. Oh, golly, Bill. Gary, if you're still listening, I thoroughly agree. Changing the clocks even once every 6 months is a chore. Now, there are some folks who have clocks that automatically change. I'm not one of those people. I have clocks that are legacy timekeepers, you might say, and require a lot of tender, loving care when you set them. I have one. It's a digital clock, but I recall over time having to go to the internet and look up how that's done, because it's kind of a quirky thing. It's not like anybody else's clock. I think there's four buttons on the left, four buttons on the right of the face of the clock. It's a rectangular shape, and it's battery operated. Sits on an end table in the living room. So we pass this clock frequently, and Donna's always saying that clock is off. That clock doesn't set itself. It's supposed to. Do you remember, she says, do you remember how to set that? So I says, I'll take care of it, honey. And this year, or this spring, just today, as a matter of fact, I did set it. I set it without looking at the internet. It seems that I remembered, which I feel good about that. I remembered how to set the time and the date, and the day, and the month. Once you get started, it seems that you have to set them all, right across the board. Curious that we got ourselves into this mess, and that we didn't get out of this mess when it was reasonable to do so. I had thought, same as you two, I had thought it's not reasonable to be doing this. Not only do we get out of sync with human activity, personally, I get out of sync with what my animals are thinking. You know, I'm sensitive to that. They expect, I'm kind of crazy about feeding them at a certain time, and if my time changes, their feeding time changes. That's not a good thing. KK4JBQ.
It messes them up too, because believe it or not, they get on a schedule and they know what time it is when it's time to go outside or for their routine or their feeding, and they're accustomed to that and they're looking for it. I know mine, before she passed, 10 o'clock, she would always remind me it's time to take me outside. So they get accustomed to that real quick.
They have a sensibility that we lost a long time ago. They don't rely on mechanical or electrical timekeeping. They've got an inner sense, which I respect, and from time to time I admire just how well they are connected to the world they live in. We're mostly connected to the world we have made. Anyhow, interesting to hear you two talk about Bristol. Bristol is part of what's called in that area of Tennessee the Tri-Cities. That would be Bristol, Johnson City, and my hometown of Kingsport. So about 32 miles from Bristol, about 30 miles from Johnson City. It does make a little triangle on the map. I attended college in Johnson City. I didn't go to Bristol much, but there was one, when Donna and I were dating, we went to a really fabulous restaurant that was in an old, a large kind of a mansion of a home. In the past, it was a private, many, many rooms. And they renovated it and made one floor a restaurant. It was gorgeous. And we both, I spoke to Donna about it just recently. We both remember the dinner we had there more than 30 years ago. That's kind of crazy. Oh, dear. And I spent most of the rest of the day reading up on how to take care of your vinyl records. I recently ran across, you might call it a stash. It's been out of the way. It's been in a corner that I haven't visited, corner of what's called the bonus room in the house. It's over the garage. Like three cartons, moving cartons, because they have been there since we moved here. What was it? About 24 years ago. Those records have not seen daylight in all that time. Some of them are not even opened, as I remember. I got excited. I thought, wow, what's waiting for me when I open up one of those cartons? And then I thought, well, you haven't played a record on your turntable in many years. So I've got to get back in the groove, pun intended, and get everything connected. You know how these parts and pieces that go into making something to play music, that's very old school, I think. Today we stream everything on devices that we can talk to across the room and tell it what to do. that's pretty wild when you think about it. One of these devices is what I call a hockey puck because of its shape. And I can just address it by its name and tell it to play a music station by the call letters of that radio station. And it streams it through. And I do this from time to time. And I can tell it to volume up or volume down, change the station just as easily just by talking to it. I never thought there'd be a day like that. But here we are. Here we are. Otherwise, these things, you connect. Oh, I guess the amplifier or tuner, sometimes with an amplifier built in, is the central thing that everything else is connected to. The speakers are, the radio, if it's separate, connects to that. And then miles, or so it seems, miles of wire interconnect all these things, and you have to go and push buttons, push or find in a panel full of buttons, push the right button. A little more labor intensive, surely. And then playing records is nothing like playing a digital thing. People argue about the sound. Sometimes all I want to hear is what I remember, you know, and other times I'm listening carefully for how nice it sounds. Yeah, sure. But I can't talk to it from across the room. That beats all, don't it? KK4JBQ.
KO4HKX. Yes, Larry, your little hockey puck, we won't say its name so it doesn't wake up. I don't have one of those in the house. Don't really want one. Do enough with the rectangle of death that I call your cell phone. If you say certain words on it, it will wake up and ask you for prompts and what to do, and you can tell it this and tell it that, and I don't really care for that either. But it's just the time we've lived into, and there's something about going over there and dropping that needle on that vinyl and hearing the clicks and pops along with the music that are different than listening to it on the digital side or even on a CD or a cassette. You have to actually be a part of it to get it to do anything.
It was somewhat about ready to join us. Yeah, something you said, a phrase, I wrote it down. What we have lived into. That's a nice way to put it. And so, if you live long enough, you will see the world change. Maybe every generation does that, and those who are who have accumulated a certain number of years, by the time the changes come along, they pine, or maybe I should say we pine away for buggy whips and how nice it is to hitch up a horse to a surrey or buggy or whatever you have and take on a Sunday morning and go to church pulled by a horse. Well, I love horses. They're just, I can't get over the, you know, how horses have impressed me in my life. Their intelligence and the power of a horse. You just got to sit on top of a horse to feel it. And then the fact that it recognizes that you're there and it listens for instructions. I guess I like talking to things. Real. Right now I'm just talking to a piece of plastic in my hand. But the marvelous thing is you're on the other end of this. And so are other people. Some I know they're there and most I don't. I'm sure. It is a world we live in. And as you say, we have lived into it. Thank you for that. I'll mull on that. I like somehow the way you can turn a phrase, you know, and where you can hear this, other people turn phrases, and it seems a little magical with the language, you know. I don't know anybody else's language. I can't speak for anybody else's language. But English, I once heard it called the language of Shakespeare, is a beautiful language. It's not made up of one culture's language. We borrow from everybody to make English. Oh, dear. KK4JBQ.
English is definitely a hodgepodge of a little bit of everything. And I don't know any other languages because I have enough struggle trying to master this one. And I am nowhere close to mastering English at all, usually butchering it.
I used the phrase the language of Shakespeare I've heard many people say that, and of course Shakespeare is a beautiful language, but it doesn't come easy. That's a difficult thing. If you've ever, like in school, taken a Shakespearean play and tried to figure out what people are saying to one another, it's sort of like turning socks inside out. Oh gosh. The way language is turned this way and that, to turn a phrase is, I think that expression comes from doing just that, to arrange words differently, put different emphasis on some parts of the sentence, and make up some whole new way of saying something. Nothing can beat the spoken word. We would be signing, or we would be, what else could you do? I suppose you could write down everything, let other people read it. No, it's most efficient, and in, some people can really just knock your socks off. Was it Hal Holbrook? I think he did I think he was a person who did a monologue of different people in history, most notably Mark Twain. And when he would go out on stage, he would dress as Twain did. He probably wore a stage mustache and whatever, maybe a wig too, because he'd look like Twain. I mean, goodness gracious. Pictures that you've seen of Twain, or I forget his real name. Maybe you can help me remember that. Yes, he could stand there and talk for 30 minutes and entertain you every minute of that. You know, not comedy necessarily, because Twain was being, when he said something that was funny, there was a barb on the end of it. KK4JBQ.
KO4HGX. And I think Mark Twain's real name was Samuel Clemens, if I remember correctly. Don't hold me to that. I have to look it up to make sure, but for some reason that comes to mind. And people that can do that are definitely entertaining and fun to watch and learn from, or glean from, however you want to put it. So enjoy it.
You hit it right on the head, Samuel Clemens. And I suppose it's what they call literary license to change your name. As you write books, from what I understand, he was quite the socialite. He was popular as a guest speaker when there was not radio or television. But whenever he spoke, he was in front of an audience, as it were. And he kept everyone entertained with his wit. I'm just making a general comment, a general observation. I think something lacking in today's discourse between human beings is wit. We could use a little more of that. And I will sound like I'm complaining if I say what there is more of. You all know that. I don't have to tell you that. But wit is something that it makes one think. What did they say? Oh, gosh. Anyway, it's always a pleasure to spend a little time on Sunday evening with you, Patrick. I'm glad you took up this day as your own. And we, all of us out here, can count on you being there. And I hope to continue to do that for a long time. Really a pleasure to be here. Thank you again for bringing us all together. This is KK4JBQ. Let's see if there's more check-ins out there. 73.
good to talk to you tonight. Always a pleasure, and look forward to Sunday night's calling the net, and then the two Monday nights that I, or the one Monday night I call it right now. Would love for some other people to step up and maybe try being a net controller. It's definitely a fun experience, and will further your hobby, your interest in the hobby. So I hope somebody picks it up and will learn to enjoy it as I have. With that, we'll try and see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX. I guess none being heard, we will submit my net report and return shortly. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX. Make sure you come back tomorrow night for Duncan, I believe is calling the net tomorrow night, and give him a good dose of typer's cramp or writer's cramp. Either way, I don't know if he calls it on with pen and paper or if he's using the computer, but come by and fill out his net, help him fill out his net reports. But I'm going to send mine, and I will be back shortly. 4HKX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for check-in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night. Everyone have a wonderful Monday. KO4HKX, clear.